Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. Good preaching from the Daily Bread, Brother Rice. You're a true man of God who does speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to stand strong as we fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us.
No, not one.
No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being our friend. Oh, we're undeserving, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day of grace. Your saving grace, your keeping power, oh God, the saints gathered right now. The good work that you are performing, for you have begun it and you will finish it, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, for being able to come together in your presence, in your service, Lord. We are in your service. We're sanctified unto thee, O God. So we sanctify ourselves this hour to give you glory and praise, to speak as the oracles of God, to minister grace to the hearers. I would speak, O God. We all would bring glory and honor unto you. We would glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. We represent you now, Lord. we would do it well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Jesus knows about our struggle. All about him. Every detail. Thank you, Lord. It's good if we remember that. They soon forgot that Jesus knew all about their struggles. They soon forgot that he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Let us not forget. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Something made me think about the scripture in Matthew chapter 2. A couple of things. One of them was our dear sister Mira there in Syracuse. She's lost her child. It was stillborn, I think. And of course, our heart still weeps over the child. So I was listening to Brother Stair's account about the woman that lost her son and how she was angry with God. And then I thought about the scripture here. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coasts thereof. So this affected a lot of mothers, a lot of fathers, a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters, you know. Y'all understand that? And in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And of course, this was done in order to kill the man-child Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a correspondent account, of course, back in Moses' days. Y'all remember that? The children of Israel were growing so fast and waxing so strong. They said, man, we got to do something else. They're going to overtake us and rule over us. So Pharaoh said, what we'll do is, you midwives, when they bear children, if it's a male, kill it. And they were under that law, under that decree in the time of Moses. But somehow God spared Moses. But he didn't spare them all. A lot of children, they were killed at birth or aborted. All right? So what kind of God would do things like this? Now, I'm sure before people lose their children, they read things like this. No, anybody in here ever lost children? Anybody, did you read this after you lost your children or before? See? But still, it doesn't take away the pain. Doesn't take away the heartbreak. But it does let you know that there's someone that knows. With all of our heartbreak, all of our troubles, all of our frustrations, there is someone who shares it with us. Okay? We shouldn't get mad at God. Did I read the whole thing here? Probably not. I'm going to go on. So then was fulfilled that which was spoken of by Jeremiah the prophet. What did he say? He said, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted. And when all the children 2 years old and under were slain, this was the fulfillment of this. See? But there's been correspondence happening before and after that, though. Yeah. Anybody ever hear of genocide? Not only do they kill the children, they kill everybody. They wipe out a whole race. Yeah. But such was the grief and the sorrow that Rachel just wouldn't be comforted. And that's how when I talk to Amira or when she talks to us, she just don't seem to be comforted concerning this. But of course, God can comfort us no matter how deep the sorrow, how deep the pain. We must know, of course, that as we sorrow, so have he sorrowed. He was despised of men. He is despised of men and rejected. He is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. If you can imagine the Almighty God being disowned and rejected by his own creatures, then maybe you'll understand. We've had children who maybe disowned us, but how about us children of God sort of disowning him? Of course, they don't think much of it. Well, how do we think of us disowning God? These things do happen so that we can have something to relate to. That's why you see your neighbor. That's why they see you, so that we can have something to relate to. But it does concerns us, not just them, and it concerns the whole body. Now, don't believe that nobody suffers like you. No, that's just not the case. And don't believe that your suffering gives you an occasion to hate everybody and be mean and be bitter. And not so, not so, not so. Well, why did God do it this way? Well, because he's God. Of course, you know, the do-gooders would say, no, God wouldn't do that. He wouldn't let a whole bunch of children die for nothing. Well, of course, not for nothing, but he would do it. He would do it. Spare not his own son. Well, what kind of man would do that? But he did it. Of course, men have offered their sons and daughters to other gods, and they think nothing of it. It's in the book. And we must maybe put all these things together and ask God to help us to, you know, have some kind of spiritual discernment. If we ever think that, you know, we're Christians and no adversity, no sorrow, no pain, or my sorrow is going to be good, it'll be good, but it's going to, sorrow is sorrow and pain is pain. And we experience it so we can know what Christ did. Well, we still act like we don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's marvelous how we suffer. We have losses of loved ones, and we just don't understand Christ being the sacrifice for us. You know, he took our place, which means that what he got, we deserve. And he just asked for a little bit because of that, and we just refuse, or we dig in and say, oh, don't want to do that. You died for me, but no, I don't want to do that. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord. I'm endeavoring just to, you know, speak what God would have me to speak. I don't have nothing to say of my own. I like it that way. But God's got me up so I have to present my body. Well, if we could just consider that. I mean, we do know, but we have to let it, you know, have its full weight. We have to lay it to heart. And then we could endure our own pains and sufferings and supposedly mistreatment and whatever, you know. But the answer, of course, to people trespassing against you is to forgive them. What did God do? Well, he forgave us. For our sake? No, for Christ's sake. Everybody understand for Christ's sake? Well, maybe we do, maybe we don't. Huh? When you got your grudge, what you should do is forgive. Just wipe, ask God to help you. Naturally, you're not going to do it. You're going to remember what someone did to you, how they messed up your day, how they spoiled your purpose. But what we need to do is ask God to help us with a heart so that we forgive. I mean, act shows up that we've not really done it. We thank God his forgiveness is not counterfeit. He's real. Well, why did God forgive us? Again, for Christ's sake. Everybody understand that? We don't forgive because, well, Neil, he keeps doing the same thing. It doesn't matter. Amen. We forgive, not Neil, because he keeps, but for Christ's sake. Lord. This is what God requires of us because of what he did. It's what we don't want to do that. Thank you, Jesus. We must forgive Neil. Of course, I'm going to pray that Neil don't harass anybody in here. That's, you know, I believe God will hear my prayer. But if he harasses you, then you make sure you find it in your heart to forgive him. I'm not talking double. I don't think we should harass people. We shouldn't say things to people just to make them respond adversely. We shouldn't do that. But it will happen. See? So make sure you understand that and ask God for the grace, which is sufficient, to respond righteously. All right? Thank you, Lord. If we just acknowledge that we're like the other fellow, then we can go ahead and go in grace. That's the hardest thing that we just... I just couldn't be that wretched. Huh? God's not convinced us yet. Why do you say it, Brother Rice? Well, we get so angry when people do the same thing that we do. Or we don't do it in this. They do it with chickens, we do it with ducks. You know, but it's the same thing. And somehow our iniquity won't let us understand that it's the same thing just because, you know, we do it with ducks and they do it with chickens, and so it's better. So we get angry with our neighbor. Understand we're doing the same thing. Well, do you understand that and you're still able to preach? Well, by the grace of God. And you can please God too and know that. In fact, you need to know that to please God. Thank you, Lord. So, given all, well, it's just something, it's not my requirement. It's not the overcomer ministry requirement. Given all is God's requirement. I'm not going to back up. So you can get mad at me if you want to, if I say you should give all. But understand, it's not my requirement. So I have peace, whether you give or not. Everybody understand that to give all is God's requirement? To forsake all and follow, that's God's requirement? You're not angry with me, are you? If you find yourself angry, what's happening is you're angry with God. It's not my requirement for men. And we've not all done it perfectly. No. Come on here. God suffered long with us, but come on here. There was one point I was preaching almost every day about car keys. And, you know, at one point I thought maybe we never got 100%. Can you imagine that? Pastor Rice, do you have car keys? No. That still don't matter. Don't matter. If they can find somebody else that have car keys, then they're justified. It doesn't matter that I don't have any. You see how our mind works? You see how our mind works? Well, Pastor Rice, he don't have no car. He's got some, so I'm justified. We are so wicked. So y'all like the way I preach? Even if you don't, this is how I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Come on. That means we don't want to do right. When we look at somebody else who's doing the same thing, that means I'm really not following after righteousness. What I want to do is be justified in my wickedness. Because Charles still has his car keys, then I should have mine. You know, we shouldn't be respecter of persons, right? See? Praise God. Hallelujah. No, we shouldn't be respecter of persons. We should turn our car keys in. Hallelujah. Now, we had the situation where this couple came here, and they gave lots of stuff. But they wouldn't give up their little golf cart, and they wouldn't give up their little truck. So, which means that they were in this case of holding back. Come on. And, well, we should all search ourselves. We shouldn't point the finger. So we need to ask God to help us to perfectly surrender all and give our all. That's why we've seen this. That's why we still see this. And that's so that we can search and see our own, not the other person. It's never for that case. Brother Sarah told us. That's not why we see sin in others. So we can whack them. It's so that we can understand what's going on in us. So it's just true that we haven't given all perfectly. Absolutely not. One to give up this, but they won't give up that. And one to give up this, they won't give up that. Now, what I said to you all when we were asking for the keys, I said, now, if this person would give me the keys, I'd just give them back to them. I said that. Absolutely. And there are some here that have given keys. I gave them back. Patterson, I gave him his keys back. I don't want his keys. God don't want your keys. Absolutely not. He want you. And those things that manifest that he don't have you, then that's what it, we have. But everybody understand? Of course, if you trust God, then you'll just do what's right. I mean, he knows what you have need of. He's not going to deprive you of anything that's good. See? If he deprives you, it's something you don't need. But what's good and perfect, he will not deprive you. Is everybody okay with that? So you all wanting to hold on to your car keys, wanting to hold on to anything, just understand that. The requirement to give all is God's requirement. You can see it all through the scripture. Pearl of great price. What does it take to get that pearl? Who is that pearl? Well, that's my point in case. Well, I know that. Well, we're gonna apply it then. See what I'm saying? We're going to apply that. Hallelujah. Like treasure hid in the field. Oh, but how do you get it? Well, you sell all that you have. You buy the field. See? So I'm telling you, well, I've been redundant. The requirement to give all is not mine. It's God's. If you got a problem, then it's with God. It's not with me. You understand this concerns all of us, not just one person. That's why I'm speaking it like this. I'm not offended. Yeah, I really want God to make me give all. Absolutely. You know why? I want the pearl. Praise the Lord. I want the pearl, Brother Phil. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I believe it will, brother. That's my hope. I have no other hope. We have no other hope but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I like it when you call me brother. Praise the Lord. What are you going to do, brother? You going to talk to us? You got a testimony? Hallelujah. All right, this is Brother Malone. He came from what kind of something?
Right down the road.
Right down the road. It's took a long time to get here.
Yes, sir. It's the thing about that. Unless the love of God is shed, like it says, it's a blood in our hearts, then some things that, you know, that we do to live in the Christian community is, you know, kind of seem radical. But when we do them, you see that there's a blessing in them. Like, I read in Romans chapter 12 and 10, it's about preferring one of, you know, preferring your brothers. And it seems to imply that we should look up for the welfare and happiness of others before we even look up for our own. So, you know, if you can, you know, get that down in your heart, then there's a blessing there. You know, well, you know, you can't apply that in the world though, because, you know, people would take advantage of it. But in a Christian community, then that's the only way to live. You know, that's what, you know, all I want to say.
All right, brother. Thank God you have the liberty to say it. Okay. May we hear what the Spirit said. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So what kind of God would allow my son to be harmed or killed? What kind of God? Well, Brother Sarah gave the perfect answer. And when we look at our tragedies, the answer is still the same. What kind of God would allow me to suffer like this, to lose it? What kind of God? Well, he's the God that gave his only son. Or we can put it the other way. He's the God that gave himself for us. See? Now, the more we understand that, the closer we can get to him and be what he wants us to be. Again, God does not want our stuff. Absolutely not. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness there. The world and all that dwell therein. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the beasts of the field are his. Hallelujah. What he wants you, and he wants your whole heart to be toward him. He wants you to love him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. That's what he wants. So that can be determined by stuff we hold on to. That's why the young rich ruler couldn't make it. Huh? Not because of his stuff, because his stuff was his treasure. And the treasure we have is Jesus. If we got something up, then he's not God. You know, well, you know, I associate with him, but I like my money more. Well, no good. Then your money is your God, not Jesus. You understand? Well, you know this, but my car keys, then your car keys are your God, not Jesus. Whatever. Come on now. Where your heart is, or where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And if Jesus Christ is not your treasure, then you ain't right. I'm not right. And much of Brother Stairs preaching, he said, well, men, you know, they forsake the saints of God. They forsake God's people to hang out with their kinfolk. Why won't they forsake all that other stuff to suffer affliction with God's people? Come on. See? They do forsake, huh? If you're going to do anything, you'll have to forsake something to do it. Huh? So folk, they forsake us. They hang out with their kinfolk. They forsake us. They do what they want to do. They have their own stuff. They have their own way. Well, they could just as well forsake all of that and suffer affliction with God's people. Now, there was a man of faith who did that. We read about it in the book. It wasn't by any other thing except by faith that Moses chose to suffer affliction with God's people. See? This is what faith does. Hallelujah. It calls you to come on in and desire to be in the sufferings with Christ. The Bible says we rejoice in as much as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. Where did he suffer? With his brethren. He not ashamed to call us brethren. Hallelujah. So I hope I make myself plain. Well, it's not always the case. Hopefully, brother, you're not harassing anybody. We don't want no harassment here. You know, sometimes I say, Justin, you know, don't harass the sisters, brother. But, you know, really, we don't want to harass anybody. We want to speak things that minister grace to the hearers, things that edify. We don't want to speak things just to perturb somebody, just to tell them how wicked they are or how superior we are. When we speak to each other, we want to speak to them like they are God's anointed, huh? And that we are their keeper, okay? And that our lives are joined together because Christ said so, not because the one does it. No, because of the word of God. So as you would have men to do unto you, do you also unto them. You want folk to harass you, then you harass them. Surely no one wants to be harassed. Now, don't tell me, yeah, I'll harass them because, no, you're a liar. Don't harass folk. Speak that which minister grace to the hearers, that which is good to the use of edifying. See? The fact that we speak, again, is shame on us because I exhort us to speak, but when I exhort you, you got nothing to say. Sometimes we sing, we don't even put our voice in there with it. There's only a few of us here, you would think, my God, everybody would lift up their voice and do something. You know, we saw Brother Larry's over there whistling that. That's something. You know, ring the bell, play the something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. So, yeah, I'm redundant. I say the same thing. That doesn't mean that we're here, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, my love for you is the same, whether you have car keys or not. Everybody understand? I will endeavor to do what's right in the sight of God, but my love for you won't change. That's by God's grace. Hallelujah. Is that how it is with you? Then that's the love of Christ. Then that's the love of Christ. Then that's the love of Christ. Huh? It'll constrain you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, a work in progress. Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was this brother Jones. He said, man, I remember that. See, he validated my testimony. He said, I was there in Germany when he said, I said with my own mouth. He said, but I'm sorry I said it. See that? Y'all thought I was lying to you, didn't you? Not that time, but when I talk about you, right? Well, same difference. God still, he validates my testimony. Hallelujah. So I was thinking, a work in progress we are. If we aren't careful, we'll use anything to go the wrong way. You know, like, they have car keys, so I should keep mine. Absolutely not. No, that's not good reasoning. That's not good reasoning. Praise the Lord. So we're a work in progress. We should be sloppy. We shouldn't aim for the mark. And we should just be happy in our wretchedness and rejoice in our iniquity. No, many times when people talk about God's still working on me, they say it in that context. That's wicked. We'll work in progress, then get about following after righteousness, not going the other way. Because progress means moving forward. Come on. And if he's working on us, then we're moving forward, not going back. And he is working on us. But that's not to excuse our unrighteousness, our faults. No. That's for us to be justified freely by his grace. Hallelujah. Why don't some of y'all get excited? I can just ask. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we don't want to use anything as an occasion to the flesh, whether he's still working on me or I'm weak or whatever. God's working on us. We ain't done, but we don't want to use that as a rock of offense. We would rather use it as a stepping stone. All the word of God, not against us, we need to use it for a stepping stone. All the reproof, rebuke, instruction, correction, certainly not against us. It's a stepping stone. Don't receive the word of God as against you. God is not against you. He's for you. If he was against you, there'd be nothing you could do. So don't worry yourself. If he was against you, that nothing you could do. All right? But he's not against you. He's for you to the utmost degree. Hallelujah. So at least we could smile this morning, knowing that he's for us. And if he's for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we pray your blessings upon Jeremiah and Enemir. Help them, Lord. Yes, you're the only one that can. You do know the way they take, and you know how to deliver. So we pray for their deliverance as well as ours. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Jeremiah, he's getting to be like Sister Diane Johnson and Brother Terry. They're faithful. If we don't get any messages, we get some from Diane and maybe Brother Terry. Faithful. But Jeremiah says, I told Bakia, he's coming to be like Terry and Sister Diane. Every day he wants to say something. But today was better than most. Sometimes he just rambles and rambles. But I think he had more content to it today. So what we want to do, Brother Kurt, Bakia sent one over separately. We want to put it at the end. Okay. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Put it at the end. We'll hear that after the daily bread. We're almost done. And then there's another one that we will hear in the voicemails. That one we'll hear several times. Okay. But I thought it was he poured out his heart, you know, concerning himself and the sister Mary. Praise the Lord. But seemed like God's working on it. And even my preaching helps. So I'm encouraged by that. Praise the Lord. At least I'm helped too. I need help. And I'm encouraged by that. Thank you, Father. So I was encouraged by Brother Jones's message. In fact, he said he sent it to encourage me. Brother Terry, that's what he does. He does it to encourage me. And press on, brother. Stand fast, brother. And the place and calling where God's put. Stand. I appreciate that. Because that's what I'm endeavoring to do. My prayer for him is the same. My prayer for you is the same. You stand fast in the place and calling where God has put you. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're called to be saints. To be conformed to his likeness. Thank you. That's our calling. Praise the Lord. Y'all going to get excited? That's just right that we do. You don't have to. It's not mandatory. It's right. Praise the Lord. But men don't always do right. We thank God he's merciful. And he's long-suffering. He's full of compassion. Ask me how I know. Praise the Lord. I was reminded again in something that Sister Stephanie Diane Johnson said. Big Mo, we called her. Hallelujah. She said, you know, this happened when God almost killed you. Yeah, he did almost kill me. Hallelujah. Working out his will and good pleasure in me, that's how. And, of course, I'm still a work in progress. I don't say that so I'll have occasion, but just to not be discouraged.
See?
Hallelujah. But, yeah, that was quite, one might say, drastic measures. And maybe I would say, well, it really don't take all this. But since that's the way it's done, then I must understand that's the way it was needful. All right? And God's faithful to do it. So he's still working the work. We're still a work in progress. Amen? So God's going to finish the work that he's begun in us. That's our hope. I don't know why we like to look at things that say we're not being finished. That's why I always look for encouragement. You know, that. Yeah, God is working the work. And though we're sorry, and, you know, it's look there. That's progress. Huh? We don't want to get hit in high-minded. That's not progress. And as much as we grow in grace, then we become humble. It's the mark. I'm telling you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will not back up. Huh? Proud man don't know much about grace. Amen. Absolutely not. Huh? Praise God. Righteous man. Nothing about grace. Huh? Nothing's more frustrating to grace than a righteous man. nothing he can do for him. Nothing grace can do for the righteous man. But the truth is, there's none righteous. No, not one. Grace loves that. Grace said, my God, look at all this work I got to do. Hallelujah. Why aren't y'all getting excited? I'm talking to the ones that's not. You all that are getting excited, continue to march. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. This Isaiah 26. Verse 8, yea, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. This is the spirit of Christ. We all have. We don't all yield to it as the way we should. We don't always take advantage, but the spirit of Christ in us just seek after righteousness. It seeks fellowship and comfort and face time with God. Absolutely. Yeah. They meditate upon his law day and night. What are some of the things people meditate on? You know. Oh, Richard didn't look at me right. Huh? They didn't appreciate what I did for them. Well, we shouldn't meditate on it.
Amen.
However, we do. And when we do, of course, we have to reap the consequences thereof. Thank you, Lord. How are you doing, Brother Richard? Brother Richard encouraged me. I'll tell you, he's conscientious, too. Of course, Richard is gifted. And gifted. But he has faith. But, people like Richard think differently than the rest of us. Y'all know that, don't you? Absolutely. God can still save him. I believe it. I believe right now he's saved by grace. Hallelujah. But he lets me know that he purposed to get up here in the morning. I come here in the morning. Anybody know why I come? At least you believe me, huh? You come to find mischief. No, I don't. I come to make myself available so that when Richard gets here, he can be satisfied. And not only Richard, anybody else that wanted to say, well, Pastor Wright's still in his place. See? But he lets me know that he endeavors to get up here and greet me as part of his day. Well, all I do is show up. That's the least I can do. Of course, he's not the only one, but he does encourage me with that. Not that I think I'm anybody. That's far from the truth. Even Larry greets me. I mean, yeah. I come up here even what I say, I got to go up and check on Larry. How about that? Ain't that something? And Larry always say, good morning, brother. God bless. I'm glad to see you. Well, that's worth a lot. I leave my house and come get out of my bed to hear it. This is the heart I have. Y'all don't believe me? Yeah, if somebody going to say, brother, I'm glad to see you, then I'm going to receive that. Could y'all say, brother, I'm glad to see you? I'm glad to see you. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. More than a song. Lord brought us here. He woke us up today. Started us on our way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. These little things mean a lot to me. Even your little smiles. Some don't find occasion to smile, but I can still find some encouragement. If you don't frown, then I, you know. How about that? Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Oh, help me, Jesus. What I'm saying is I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful. You know, really, I am. I believe that this is God's goodness bringing me here, bringing us here. Yeah, I believe it's God's goodness. Yeah, I receive it as grace from God. I could be anywhere. Hallelujah. And I've been many places that I didn't want to be. Huh? But God had me there. Well, I can't blame it all on God. I was a partaker. Please understand this too, that wherever we find ourselves, you know, even though God is sovereign, we have part in it too. That would help us out. Now, how about your situation? Well, God got me here, but I was implicated with it. Everybody understand? Whatever situation you were in. God did me wrong. Well, we had part in that. This is the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. I got some agreement in here. What about your situation? Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Why would God want me? I appreciate that he does. So I do understand that I have no redeeming qualities. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. I can glorify God.
Yes.
I can be used of God, but that's the Lord's doing. Praise the Lord. He could raise up a rock. You don't believe that, Phil?
Right.
He could raise up a Norwegian rock. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Any way you look at it, God's good to us. Yeah. God is so good to us. Yeah, we've got no occasion, no reason to complain. Or murmur.
Amen.
We need to find contentment.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We don't need to find some occasion not to be content.
Amen.
Whatever our situation, we in Christ should find contentment.
Amen.
And our contentment should be that we are in Christ.
Yes.
I'm in trouble,
Hallelujah.
Adversity, affliction,
but
I'm in Christ.
Yes.
Now, we could be going through the same conditions and not be in Christ. You still have to go through them because we're men. And we're born under trouble as the sparks fly upward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we can rejoice in as much as we're partakers of Christ's suffering. That means our suffering is for the cause of Christ. All right? Y'all see how God healed Charlene?
Amen.
So you can be a spitfire and still be healed?
Amen.
Absolutely. Proof is right here. Proof is right here. She couldn't walk. Praise the Lord. She could still talk, though. God still healed her. See what I mean? Ain't God good? He still healed her. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. I'm going to finish this passage in Isaiah 26. God will lead the righteous in the way of righteousness. It says it like this. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be shewed to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. No, in the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. See? Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. Everybody understand it? The Lord has wrought all the works in us. For it's God that worketh in you. In you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. O Lord, our God. Other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hadst removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, In trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pains, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. So have we been in thy sight. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Thank you, Lord. Lori, how about that? in travail, in pain, but have not brought forth. Isaiah 28, wherefore hear the word of the Lord. What wisdom, huh? Can we do that? We don't always do it, but we can. What we do is try to deceive ourselves in what it costs to do it. Well, just about everything we have, if we're going to hear, it'll cost all we have. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. Help us, Lord, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through it, it shall not come nigh unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Well, what kind of refuge do we have then? And how well are we hidden? Not at all. We made lies our refuge. We have no refuge. And if we hide ourselves under falsehood, we're not protected. Well, what are you going to do, Lord? Well, listen to it. Y'all want to hear it? Therefore, said the Lord, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation. I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone. Hallelujah. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. This is God's response to his people making lies their refuge, hiding themselves under falsehood. He said, I'm going to lay in Zion for a foundation of stone. I'm going to take care of this. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, thank you, Lord. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hills shall sweep away the refuge of lies. Thank you, Lord. And the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this. This is so precious. And your covenant with death shall he disannul. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Your agreement with hell shall not stand. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory. I appreciate all of this. It's nothing that we've done. It's God counters all that we do so he can save us. Hallelujah. Oh, what a savior. Glory, glory, glory. Well, thank you, Lord. So let me look at my definition, okay? Y'all want to hear it? Thank you, Lord. Disannul. I've got it here somewhere. To nullify or completely void something. How about that? The covenant you made with death, your agreement with hell, nullifies it, makes it completely null and void.
Hallelujah.
It deprives an agreement of his binding force or authority. Though we made an agreement with him, he disannuls. How about that? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God
we serve.
We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, Jesus is a God. Yes, Jesus is a God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Another way we could say it, we had this word Oh, I can't think of it now. But it means get yourself in intricate interpersonal situations. Well, it wasn't quagmire, but yeah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we being men, we just get ourselves in situations. Ask me how I know. Praise God. But what I'm reading today and what I'm hearing in the spirit is that there's no situation we've gotten ourselves into that God can't get us out of. No matter how wrong it was, God can still make it right. See? That's what I believe. I believe he'll do that for us. I believe he'll do it for me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I believe it like that. Yeah, there's no... we heard a testimony last night. At least it was on the broadcast. I guess around 8 o'clock. About this woman that was raised Hindu. But I'll just get to the part where she got in there where the idol was, and the priest said, "Now you defiled this place, and you are a sinner, and you can never touch God." Well, that's how those religions are, but not this Christian religion. Right? You sinners, come on and touch me. what hope? What hope would we have if we were sinners that couldn't touch God? I don't care what kind of sinner you are. Glory, glory. Now, please understand that I'm not glorifying sin. I'm glorifying the God who saves from sin. So whatever situation you're in, don't you have hope. Absolutely. You wretched sinners can touch God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he'll make you every whit whole. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. Imbriglio. That was the word. Imbriglio. Yeah, you never thought that. You are chief scholar in here, brother. Well, I just found that, you know, they pop up on my phone. Word of the day. I like it, so I always look into them. But it's an intricate interpersonal situation, which men are keen at getting into. I've been in many of them. Yeah, praise I have. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And I trust he will yet deliver me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, I'm so happy in Jesus. I really am. Yeah, this is actually the meditation that God will disannul our agreement with him. Yeah, absolutely. And all of our, you know, sorry, sad, helpless situation, God will get us out of it. I just believe it like that. Hallelujah. I just believe it like that. He'll heal us till we know we're healed. Save us till we know we're saved. And restore the joy of our salvation. I believe it. All right. We see dewdrops of mercy every day. I rejoiced when I saw the little spitfire walking in here. Absolutely. Now, I didn't come up with that. This is what Brother Stair referred to us. It must be right. He said, "Charlene's a spitfire." Most little short ones are. That's what Brother Spencer said. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, yes. So that's what I'm meditating on today. And I'm letting God tell me all about him being able to get me out of my situation, no matter what it is, how hopeless it looks. And he'll do the same for you. This is what I get from my meditation in the scripture today. Fear not, little flock. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's the arm of the Lord is not short. No, no. His ear is not heavy. Yeah, he can deliver us. He will deliver us. From every evil work and preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So Brother Walter said we need to pick strawberries today. We won't argue with him. We'll agree. Amen. We're looking into getting some more kitchenware. I guess we'll go ahead and do it, Brother Jerry. Of course, they're quite spendy, but apparently when certain leave, they feel like they should take certain things with them. And of course, we've lost a lot of our stuff through attrition, so we're just replacing it. Of course, if they ask, we'd probably just give. You know, concerning the ones that sued us, thank you, Lord. What I said is, you know, we'd give them something, but they didn't want us to give it to them. They want to take us to court and take, you know. But if we'll do right by the help of the Lord, amen. I just want to make mention, these are one of my favorites. Not very many of them. These are the best. I'm looking over there now. I barely found that one. So I'm wondering, where are all these things at? These are top notch. These are the best ones. How do you know? Because there's not many of them there. See how it is? Now, nobody here but us saints. Huh? Nobody here but us saints. Yeah. God is so good. He gives us so many blessings. So, yeah, some people leave, and rather than ask for stuff, they take it. You know, if somebody wants to leave and they say, well, could God take such and such? We'd probably say, yeah, take it. But you don't have to steal it. No, we don't have to steal from God. Just ask him. And, yeah, if you need it, he'll give it to you. If you don't, probably not. Or he might give it to you and then work out his work. You understand? Old Balaam kept asking, so Balaam got it. See? Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Sir would say sometime, he said, can't you tell when I say go ahead that I really don't want you to do it? See? He just giving up on you badgering me. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we sinners can touch God. What kind of religion is this, man? You're a sinner. You can't touch God now. Huh? Oh, she was a sinner before she went into that little secret place. Huh? Praise the Lord. I love the testimony. It was a good one. Now, thank you, Lord. Edie says she knew the lady back in Florida. What year was it?
Probably 01 or 02, right after I was born.
And she was sick and got a great deliverance?
She was in Malaysia. She was born in Malaysia. And she came to the church.
Okay.
To visit.
All right.
And then she gave that testimony.
She gave the testimony.
Yes.
But she was sick and she got a great deliverance.
Yes, she got a great deliverance. Amen. Yes, amen.
Not from the Buddhist
no,
gods.
No, no. Hindu spirit? Gods. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
That's what we want to hear. The Hindu gods, they have plenty of them. But none could heal her soul disease. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. All right. Oh, thank you, Lord. What are you mumbling about, Teresa? What about the Hindus?
They have thousands of gods, they claim.
Well, they're not the only one. That's one of the controversies God had with his people. That's why he requires us to give all. So he'll be our only God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hear, O Israel.
Yes,
the Lord thy God is one Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. All thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Thank you, Lord. All right. God bless you richly is my prayer. Yeah, remember now, there's no situation that you're in, no matter how intricate or hopeless it seems, that God cannot get you out of. Huh? I believe that God will extract us from all of our complex situations. You know, perplexed, don't know what to do. I believe God will deliver us. Absolutely. Lord bless you, saints. We got to pray. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, the Spirit and the Word agree. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you that the Word of God this morning, Lord God, testifies of what you're doing in the spirit amongst us and in us, Lord, and through us. I believe that as well, Lord God. Right now, Father God, I know you're doing a work.
Hallelujah.
You are doing a work in our hearts, Lord God, to remove us from the idols and all the complex situations.
Yes, Lord.
That we have gotten ourselves into that go way back.
Amen.
Farther than we realize, Lord God. I thank you, Father, because you brought me to my remembrance this morning in a very vivid way. I was just a young teenager, and I had no idea of what was really going on. When I was experiencing sowing my wild oats, and experiencing things in my life for the first time that the adversary was using to destroy me and to set me on a course that would forever damn my soul. But God, what he didn't know was that you already had me in your heart and on your mind.
Hallelujah.
And you already knew, just as we all, this is a testimony for us all, no doubt.
Hallelujah.
That you knew how you would work in my life and in our lives to extract us.
Absolutely.
From the trap, the snare that the enemy laid for us. Because from early age, God, the prophet told us, he said, when you were born, he presented you. We were presented before God, and he told Satan, this one is going to take one of your place. And so Satan knew who we were from the beginning.
Amen.
And he set out to destroy the man child. And God, now we're in the process, the finishing work.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, of you delivering us from the, I don't know that word, Pastor Rice said this morning.
Imbriglio.
Amen. I guess that's another word for a horrible pit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And Lord God, I just know that you are in the very process of delivering each one of us.
Yes, Lord.
From that complexity of our lives that we tangled ourselves in.
Truth, Lord.
Not knowing. But God, you wanted it to be so.
Hallelujah.
Because how else could you deliver us if we needed no deliverer?
Thank you, Lord.
And what would you have to save us from if we didn't need a Savior?
Thank you, Lord.
So, God, this is wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
It's wonderful news. It's wonderful to discern this in the spiritual realm, though whether I can or we can articulate it or not, it's a work that you're doing.
Amen.
And we can rest sure. We can rest assured that you have begun this work and you're going to finish the work. Because you are God and you cannot lie. You cannot lie. And Lord God, may God's people, not the world. The world right now is completely, the darkness is so great that they can't see their hand in front of their face. It's so dark, it can be felt. And I still believe that's why cars have headlights on in the daytime now, because they're in darkness.
Hallelujah.
And they're trying to see. It didn't used to be that way. But Father God, this world right now, I believe it. I know it. This is not Chicken Little. The sky's falling anymore. Our lives, not only in this country, in this nation, especially in this nation, but in the whole world, are about to change and it, forever.
Amen.
This is no longer wars and rumors of wars. This great horn is being broken right now.
Through the Lord.
And it will never, ever return.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's no going back.
Amen.
There's not even, there's no opting out. There's no getting back, getting out of it. Your hook is in the jaw.
Amen, brother.
Of those whom you have chosen to put it in the jaw to get this job done. But just as you're getting the job done in this world to cleanse this earth of the wickedness, you're getting your job done in your people.
Thank you, Lord.
You're making a people ready.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I'm no longer content, and I thank you for that grace. I don't believe we're any longer content, and we shouldn't be, to remain in our current state where we can believe that two-thirds for you and one-third for me, God. No, it's time. It's been hot. It's been time. But it's high time that we give all.
Oh.
I want to do it, Lord. I know I can't do it without you.
Thank you, Father.
Iniquity is too strong.
Thank you, Lord.
But greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. So, Lord God, we believe you, and I trust you, and we trust you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know we can trust you, Lord, and you are our only hope, and you're the only hope we need.
Amen.
So we don't have any problems. All we need is faith in God.
Amen.
So, Father God, thank you, and bless you for this work that you're doing, and it's so comforting to know that you're going to finish it, Lord God. You're going to get us out of all, out of our dilemma. Dilemma. Yes, Lord God, that the snare that Satan laid for us when he found out who we were a long time ago. So, Father God, we walk in that joy today. We walk in that peace, Lord. We walk in that comfort. We remind ourselves of these things. We think on these things, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely and all those things.
Hallelujah.
Good report. Virtue, praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We think on these things, Lord God. We walk in that light as you are in the light. So we bless you for it, Father. Thank you for the word of God today. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God, to be together.
Yes, Lord.
To experience this cleansing, this, yeah, it's a chastening.
Amen.
It's a chastening. It's what it is. So help us not to despise that, Lord, because it's for our good. We will never, ever, ever overcome our iniquity on our own.
Amen.
We'll never just stop. No, it's going to take you, and it's going to take the fear of God.
Hallelujah.
I heard the prophet say just the other day, the love of God is not enough for us to turn from our wicked ways.
Thank you, Lord.
It has to be done through the fear of God.
Glory, glory.
So let thy fear be upon us.
Let it be upon us, Lord.
Let thy fear be upon us, Lord God. Unite our hearts to fear thy name is my prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And may our hearts worship you in sincerity and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
All the days of our life. We bless you for this and ask you and thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Tim, you got scripture for us?
Yes,
hallelujah.
It said, for ye should not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness, and joy, and sorrow, and mourning shall flee away.
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Timothy. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints. How blessed you are. Y'all know we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Glory to our God. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, he's truly saving me, giving me deep repentance today. I was there during prayer today. I was able to pray with y'all today. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for saving me. But I know I'm still wretched, poor, naked, and I'm in need of a Savior, always. I thank the Lord for helping me to stop smoking, to stop drinking,
I thank the Lord. I was thinking about wanting to be there this day. I was thinking about that this morning and even now. And I was the troubles, the cares of this world. My sister not having a job and having her daughter and her son. And I wanted to leave so bad. I wanted to be there. She's okay with me leaving. But when I hear her stressing on her room, crying about her own situation of can't pay this, can't pay that. She does her own job thing with her own car where she delivers stuff for UPS or stuff, but she does it on her own time and she makes all right money, but she puts a lot of mile on her car. She damaged her car and stuff like that. So she's trying to find an actual job where she don't have to constantly use her own car. And it's hard for her. And I've been praying, Lord, just give her a job. Get her a good job. Get her something real good. Help Amira out, because I don't even know if Amira wants to. She's not even ready. I want to be with the people of God. It's just, may God help me. May God help me. Help these ladies. Help them out. I tell them. My sister one day woke up showing me some during the time that the war started in Iran and with America. She woke up showing me some fireworks. She thought it was missiles going through New York. And she was like, what are you going to do, Hede? What are... And I just ignored her because I knew that was missing. I was not even in the right. My heart wasn't right. But it's been in my heart for years. But you remember you showing me those missiles? You thought it was missiles across New York? Well, that's what God's trying to save me from. He's trying to save me from the coming destruction of this. That's why he wants me to go to South Carolina. And, he says, oh, go. God got us. He got us. And I'm like, okay. It brings joy to my heart when she says that. And then I hear her crying and complaining. And I'm like, and I really want to go. I do. Back to my soul daily now. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's what brought deep repentance today for me. I want to be right. I want God to save me. And you, at the moment, preaching of the lot. Oh, I had to call in and say, I feel I'm lot. But will God send one to come grab me? I don't know. I know I must do my part. Take that step. But I told my sister, yeah. If y'all believe, y'all, you guys can come too. There's gonna be a life that it's gonna be a whole different life. You know, you gotta, get right with God. And she tries. She doesn't really try, but she tries. She goes to other sources, wanting to listen to some gospel music and all this. I'm like, here, I give you the best. I give you this. This is where God is really coming from, right here. Like, he's not using that. He's not using him. Nobody, whatever you're listening to, God's not using them. God is using Pastor Rice right now. This is what you should be hearing. And they don't hear. They don't hear. I preach, and they want to speak right. They can't even hear me. Or they just want to talk. I know. God wants to. I'm like, want to point the finger at Donald Trump. Donald Trump wants to be the devil. He wants to be God and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you doing your own will. You want to be God. Like, they don't get it. But I feel sorry for them. I love y'all. I love you people of God, saints of God. Like precious faith. Oh, I thank the Lord for saving me. Saving me even now. He's saving us.
thank the Lord for the prophet, for the preaching, for the pastor. Oh, glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. He is keeping me. Waking up with my mind stayed on Jesus. Truly. He just turned me over and I don't even have a desire to smoke. I don't even have it. I just want to be right. I really want to be right in his sight. Because it does bring a peace unto my soul. And wherever he is, I want to go. If the Lord Jesus is in hell, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go where Jesus is at. We must get our hearts right. That's how it is. I've said that to some people and they got confused. Like, wait, wow. Never thought of it that way. Oh, thank you again, Pastor Rice, for the daily bread, because it's not coming back void, brother. It's not. Thank you again. It's your brother Jeremiah, calling from Syracuse, New York, listening over the phone from the internet. And I am blessed today for you waking me up and blessed by this daily bread. I thank you. Maranatha.